Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this intervention will be not only in full alignment with a number of interventions from the European Union, but hopefully also by way of a concrete illustration of something, of a few statements by the European Union earlier this today's program, and notably this morning. As Belgium is strengthening and will further strengthen its efforts in the fight against racial discrimination, in February of this year, a decision was made to convene an interministerial conference, bringing all political stakeholders in Belgium to the table to discuss the way forward on the drafting of a national action plan against racism. On 25 September, the interministerial conference reached an agreement on the process and the working method to elaborate the action plan, as well as on its blueprint and strategic objectives. The recently sworn in federal government's coalition agreement reiterates the commitment of drafting such a national action plan against racism. Last year, our Prime Minister recognized and apologized for the injustice and suffering inflicted on people born to white fathers and African mothers, as well as their families, as a result of a policy of targeted segregation during the Belgian colonization. He expressed the wish that these apologies would be a further step towards raising awareness about this part of Belgium's history, and that it would strengthen Belgium's resolve in the fight against all forms of racial discrimination. Nearly 20 years after the UN World Conference Against Racism in Durban, no country can claim to be free of racism. This in spite of the fact that the right to equality and non-discrimination is a basic premise of international human rights law. Racism remains a global concern, and the struggle against it should therefore be a universal effort. We remain firmly and constructively committed to the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. We hope that we will all continue to stand up together against racism and turn the fundamental equality of all human beings enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights into a reality. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.